But now finally, the complex story of the monks in an ancient monastery on Mount Athos in northern Greece. They are the Esphigmenou order, and they have a long-standing dispute with their spiritual leader, the Orthodox Patriarch, because of his efforts to end the millennium-long rift with the Roman Catholic Church. In the latest development, the public prosecutor has announced that the monks are under investigation for embezzlement, a disclosure that's coincided with a visit to Mount Athos by the Patriarch. So is this about religion or is it about crime? George Dalakordos is the governor of Mount Athos.
Well, what the monks have done, the Esphigmenou monks, is any monk that is entering the Holy Mountain, they are swearing that their basic obligation is to respect the Patriarch. For reasons which it would be a waste of time to discuss now, 33 years ago, actually because our Patriarch met the Pope in Rome, they decided not to respect him. And this is against the constitutional charter of the Holy Mountains and against our constitution.
Right, so the monks, as you say, for decades now have decided not to respect the Patriarch.
These particular monks of this particular monastery.
These particular ones, because the Patriarch has made overtures to the Vatican and they object to that being in the Greek Orthodox Church, right?
Correct.
So how do these charges from you of embezzlement fit into this? What do you say is going on?
What is going on is that the Holy Communion here, they decided to send them out. Because what they have done is very vital and totally unacceptable. They applied to the High Court, the Greek High Court, against this decision, and they lost the case. Not only now they have against them the decision of the governor party of the Holy Mountain, but they have also lost their legal entity, 100%. Therefore, the people that they are living to this monastery, to this building, they are monks, but it's not anymore the monastery of Esphigmenos.
But you're alleging that they are embezzling. What, you are actually accusing what you're calling these rebel monks of actually selling off church property?
Yes. One, that they occupy the monastery, which is not belonging to them. It is there for 7 centuries. They are there, they have to leave, and other people will come. And this is happening to all monasteries. They are not belonging to them. And the icons and the other very important items, they are not belonging to anybody. They are in the tradition of the Holy Mountain, and the monks, they have just to protect them.
Let me get this clear. So it must be said that the monks say they have done nothing wrong. But what are you saying they are taking out of the monastery?
I'm not saying they are taking out of the monastery anything, as we know. I'm saying that they are selling the property of the monastery and taking the money out. And I'm saying that they are occupying the monastery, which is not belonging to them. And I'm saying something more. If they would like not to respect our Patriarch, they can move outside the Holy Mountain, make the arrangement to another monastery, and then in the same way that the Greek state are protecting the other monasteries in the Holy Mountain, the same way they are going to protect them to do whatever they think better, but not in the Holy Mountain.
So the suspicion has to be that these charges of embezzlement, these accusations of selling off property, are linked to the row with the Patriarch, that what you're trying to do is get rid of the monks, but use criminal charges to get rid of them instead of a religious row. Is that what's going on?
No. First of all, the religious problem, I would like to repeat, is very clear. They came into the Holy Mountain and they are obliged to respect the constitution, charter, and the Greek constitution. If they are not prepared to do so, they have to leave the Holy Mountain and go outside any place in Greece, stay there as monks, do whatever they like, and the Greek state are going to protect them to do whatever they like. This is the basic thing.
It does seem extraordinary that these charges and these accusations have all come up when the Patriarch is there. Is it the Patriarch who's asking you to actually do something about this?
No. First of all, the timing is not correct. The decision of the High Court came a year ago. The accusation for criminal came a week ago, and the Patriarch and everybody, not only the Patriarch, are asking us to keep the law, nothing else.
What is the Patriarch saying about this?
Exactly what I'm saying. I told you a minute ago.
George Dalakordos, who's the civilian governor of Mount Athos in northern Greece. Don't forget, if you'd like to get background on any of our stories, as well as getting all the latest developments, and you can also, of course, hear our program again, it's all there on our website, bbcnews.com. Your comments to us, newshour@bbc.co.uk. I'm Judy Swallow in London. Thanks for listening.